Good evening, everyone. I would like to call to order this meeting of the Community Relations Committee. Let's stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The clerk, call the roll, please.
David Chiarella.
Present.
Arthur Newberg. Ron Sell.
Here.
Amy Pettinici.
Here.
Okay, reflect you have a quorum.
Additions, deletions, corrections? I don't think anyone has any. Do you have any, Amy?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to the public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public? Is there anyone from the public who would like to address the Community Relations and Blight? Hearing none, we'll move on from the public portion to number six, Blight Department Review. We have a fresh list tonight. Did you get it, Amy?
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so basically what we did was we took all the files, put them on a spreadsheet, everything highlighted is remediated. Okay, so we found there was some old stuff there. That was all taken care of. We're gonna take it off the list for the next meeting. So the next meeting will be just active stuff. Okay, so we get rid of the list and just, you know, start getting it small list every meeting and move on faster that way. So
right.
A lot of stuff here is old stuff that has been remediated. We took all the files. So it's easier to see what's going on with some of the old stuff. New stuff isn't coming on that bad. It's, again, it's mostly landscaping, garbage. We got a good handle on that so far. So we had that condition on Caroline Street the other night. Handled that. I went out. It was 5 o'clock when I went down there. They were cleaning the lot up, so took it upon myself and went down there and straightened it up. Pam called me up that afternoon. She said they were complaining about something. She gave me the phone number. I called them up. They told me they were down there. Now, I had gone down there a couple of days ahead of time, and I didn't realize what property was what property. I thought their property also extended into the next lot. I didn't know. Well, yeah, I didn't know that because I'm asking about the storage container that's there, and they had no idea what it was. So at that point, I said, you know what? I'll be down in 2 minutes. So they were cleaning the lot as I was there. Next week, they're going to clean the other parcel, fix the fence, and that'll be done. All right. Rich, I have 131 Hawkins Street. I think we're starting a lien on that, a blight lien, and 344 Sentinel Hill. Okay, are those in motion right now? Because okay, Hawkins Street is the worst one of the two. It's that old tavern, because they owe us a lot of money. That on Hawkins Street, that old tavern over there. Yeah, they take cars out. They put cars back there. I was there this morning. Two more cars there, so I figure we'll just. Sentinel. Okay. And also, he's the guy with the garage, with the carports, fixing the cars on the side. So obviously, when he got the letter, he went out and bought a brand new carport. And he's got it closed up now, so you can't see it from the road. But he's got stuff in the driveway and everything, so we can still blight him. So.
Do me a favor. Follow up with that.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can you hear me? This is okay, Sarah Wadowski.
Yes. Yep.
So, go ahead.
I can hear Carmine, but I'm not sure if the other microphones are being used, but I can't, I can only hear,
all right, so come up, we'll talk. Come on, yeah. Those are incoming.
Thank you. Sorry.
Now,
Sarah?
Yeah.
Sarah, this is Rich. So I had said, in case you didn't hear me, 131 Hawkins, we're in the process of drafting a foreclosure complaint on that lien. And so we'll have that'll make 18 foreclosures. And then on 344 Sentinel Hill Road, our title search came in, and there's an issue that I've talked about it before in executive session with the Board of Aldermen. Something is missing, so we need to hook up with Carmen, Jim, and see if we can figure out how to rectify it.
Thank you. Right.
You're welcome.
All right, and I
got a couple more to
ask. Okay,
17 Crescent Street.
17 Matt Crescent Street. We're.
He sent me an affidavit I have to sign.
Yes.
I'll sign that tomorrow and send it back to him.
Yeah, we need that.
Now, I wasn't there all this time. No,
we
matter.
Do. We know that.
Okay. So
it's not perfect, but it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
So we're really getting you for the purpose of testing at the Blightlings, record it, and this is the debt.
Okay. So I'll do it tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And on 75 Park Avenue. Or was it Park Street? Park Avenue?
Okay. Park Avenue.
I told Matt to hold off on the lien on that.
Yes.
The issue was we had a meeting with the mayor, Linda Fusco, myself, mm-hmm. and the owner of the property with Kevin White. Everybody assumed that it was an R5 residential zone. When we all got together, Kevin says that's a residential with a partial commercial. That's how he worded it. So that threw everything out because I never knew that. I didn't see that. And when I asked him once before, he said it was strictly residential.
We should
so he said it was a residential. Well, don't take it off yet.
A blight is blight, right?
It's still, but the blight was because he's a commercial. The stuff on there is commercial.
But is it an eyesore?
And it's all blocked in. He had his other house on the river got flooded out, so he brought some stuff down. When we were all together, I told him to clean it up, make it look neat, and then we'll go from there. But I didn't know that he was part commercial. Everybody said, yeah, no. And all of a sudden, Kevin White comes up and said, yes, definitely. And I wasn't happy about it.
Well,
I was leaning on this guy.
Blind, yeah.
But anyway, so just hold off on that until we get a final from Kevin on whether it is a partial commercial or not.
Well, either it is.
Well, I forgot the term he used.
Can I speak? Can I, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
This is a property that had this ongoing for years and years. Is there in this meeting, was there documentation shown that it's not just residential? Is there documentation to prove what Mr. White is saying?
We're waiting for Mr. White to bring us the information.
So there was no documentation at this meeting?
As of right now, I don't have anything in my hand, though.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right, anything else for him?
No, I think that was it. So I can't tell that's the garbage. No, that was it. The Wings. Oh, how about Elm Street? 8 Elm Street? That's been ongoing also.
Probably that's still on 6-8 Elm Street. Page 2.
So, suit has been commenced. We're getting closer to filing a motion for judgment of foreclosure by sale. So we're getting there.
Okay. And 20 Clark Street. That's the mansion on the corner there. Is that still?
Yeah. Oh, that one, we're waiting. I'm sorry. So we did bring a suit. And we are preparing a motion that would require another affidavit from you. But there is also a foreclosure brought by the bank on that. And so we're involved in that proceeding. And we're trying to work toward having that go. They were closer to getting a judgment than we were, but we're catching up.
But we'll see. We'll see exactly what happened.
That was the last one about leaves.
And 204, 206.
Yeah. On Derby Avenue.
Well, that's the property where the mayor had it cleaned already. And it's all becoming overgrown. There's a shopping cart there. That we get after this guy again? Or
We've also commenced a suit on that.
Oh, yeah.
That suit
I'm going to email you a on 118 Harold Street. That property was foreclosed on.
Yeah.
They keep asking me for a document, but they never say what the document is.
They're not, they don't mean to be asking you.
Well, they keep no, coming.
But they're looking for, what they are looking for is a release of a WPCA lien. And there was one other small lien on the property that they paid. We delivered the check to City Hall. And they're looking for the release document on that. And they shouldn't be asking you. The lawyer is asking us. Okay. And we're waiting to get that from the district guard. Yeah. Yeah, no. We're done with they paid us. They paid the city $50,000.
Right. So,
and the property was clean. And they fixed the garage door.
Everything's nice.
Everything's perfect. So we're done with that. Can come off the blight list. That should be not on the blight list.
The next one's going to be off the
lawn. So it's working. Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
I have a lien on 273 Olivia Street. Can we look at that one? I think we got that. Maybe just a clean and lean lien.
But we have a suit started.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. The suit started in 2024.
So that's about it. And then the gas station is an issue. What we're going to do with that thing.
Near the gas station on the corner of Hawkins and Seymour Avenue. What's that address? It's to be on here, right?
Yeah. This gas station. 190 Seymour Avenue.
I just had him look and clean the brush that was blocking the sidewalk. But
yeah,
just, it's an eyesore. It's just terrible. Not kept
190
up.
190 Seymour Avenue.
This is gas station in the right box. Thank you, Dr. Arthur.
I don't have that on my list.
Last page. Oh, on that
list. On my list.
Okay, no. It just says gas station under every meeting.
So it's 190 Seymour?
Seymour Avenue. Yeah.
So we should order a title search.
Yeah, we should move on that.
Move on that. It's been a long time.
The problem with that is going to be the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, the really owns it.
We have an owner in town. We'll see it first.
But we need to.
But also The DEP has a lien on that property too.
We need to see
the removal of the tanks.
Yeah.
Right. We need to see what liens are on the property. They're all entitled to notice. And if we bring an action, they would all be cited in if they're subordinate to our blight lien. So that would be the next step. Yeah, right. That would be 19.
And recent ones I gave you. Let's see. How about the Chatfield Street?
What's that?
The hedges are going up to the field there around that corner.
No, I went by there. I have to see who owns that property. Are you talking?
Right on the corner. The corner up from the library.
And it goes around to the high school field.
Yeah.
I have to find out who owns that property.
Tree fell down the yard with a storm.
It fell in somebody's yard? Okay, well, I'll have to find out.
But the hedges are out from their property.
I can't even see the property line. Yeah, no sidewalk here.
You've got to walk in the road.
Is there a sidewalk here?
The sidewalk is grass, but that's a foot high or two.
All right, so I'll find out who owns that property. That's not the White House, is it?
You don't even see the house from the hedges.
Yes, Reverend Aldi's house?
Right on the corner. Yeah.
So
it's driveway's offset?
Yeah, Reverend Aldi's house is here.
Yeah.
So one on the right?
Okay. Oh, the one on the
right going up.
Yeah.
The right going up. Yeah. Okay. The reason I know that is Joey used to do home runs there.
Right.
He had to hit that building. That was a goal of his.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
Then. And up to date. Very good. Nope.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
Yep.
You're going to move on to 204, 206 Derby Avenue.
That's only just talked about. We cleaned it once, and now it's all.
I think it's in soup.
Is it? Derby Avenue Capital. It says, I don't know what that says. What's it that? Oh, okay.
Did I say suit?
Yeah, that's what I wrote.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good.
I can't find it. What's it? Oh, yeah, suit's pending.
Good.
Yes. Yeah, good. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Anything else from the Blight Department? All right, thank you. Thank you guys for the job you're doing. Great. Good for the City of Derby. Number 7, 253 Roosevelt Drive, Blight Fines, Possible Litigation, Executive Session. So I'll move that we go into executive session at 5:22 and ask Council to come in and the Mayor to come in. Mark, that's up to you if you want to be here or not. So it won't be long. It'll be very short, tech six.
So you make a motion and we need a second on that.
Second.
Pending litigation. Second by Mr. Trevorella. All in favor?
Aye.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm going to pause.
Yep, go ahead.
Help with those people.
Look at it.
It's not even a year. This guy was getting cut out of here. Okay. You can go ahead. All right, we'll reconvene the meeting, the Community Relations and Blight Committee meeting at 5:46. Number 7, discussion possible recommendations. We're going to take, can I have a motion on that for no action?
Make a motion that there's no action on 253 Roosevelt Drive at the time.
Motion by Mr. Chevrolet. Is there a second?
Second by Amy.
Second by Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a motion to adjourn at 5:46.
Second.
All in favor? Okay, we're adjourned officially. That was the longest committee meeting I've ever had.
Okay, so... all right, so we're going to stop the tape here for this meeting.